here's a story from The World.
As the coronavirus ravages the U.S., there are very few countries allowing Americans to cross their borders. Unless, of course, they're in uniform. The U.S. has military bases in more than 70 countries, and American troops continue to come and go. As The World's Patrick Wynn reports, this has some officials in these host countries pretty upset.
本日新たに100名の
That's Denny Tamaki, governor of Okinawa, announcing a recent spike in COVID-19 cases. Okinawa is a small Japanese island with a big U.S. military base, and a big problem, according to the governor. It's shocking, he says, that the U.S. can just send people over, even if they are soldiers. You can see why he might be worried. All these protests in the U.S. against masks and lockdowns, they're on the news in Japan. And they make the U.S. look irresponsible.
感染拡大が止まらない状況でアメリカ国民の不満が高まる中,
The U.S. military has had more than 40,000 cases of COVID-19. That's roughly on par with the entire country of Japan, and way more than other countries with big U.S. bases, such as South Korea. People in Japan or South Korea, they watch TV and think, does the U.S. government have any idea what it's doing?
Most people seem to be kind of shocked and surprised.
That's Daniel Pinkston, formerly in the U.S. Air Force, now a professor with Troy University. He's based in South Korea, teaching U.S. and Korean military officers.
The incompetence and ineptitude, the massive cascading failures that we've been watching from afar, I think it raises questions in people's minds about competence in other areas.
That's the other part of this. Many people in Japan and South Korea also don't want the U.S. military to be too sick to fight because the U.S. is supposed to help protect them.
People see this response with the pandemic, and people might be thinking, what's next or what other problem might catch the U.S. flat-footed?
And the military doesn't want to seem unprepared, especially when it comes to going to war. And that's one thing that really gets U.S. troops moving around the world. War games, like this mock invasion held in South Korea. During the pandemic, U.S. joint exercises have been canceled in some places, like the Philippines and Israel, but they've gone ahead in other places, like the United Arab Emirates and South Korea. Foreign troops have even gone to the U.S. for training and brought the virus back home. That happened to 9 Thai soldiers who got infected in Hawaii. So why keep training for war in a pandemic? Well, Pinkston says commanders really hate canceling these exercises.
Not training and not having exercises, it's kind of like sending your team to the Olympics or to the World Cup without practicing. Except for the military, the stakes are much higher.
There is a fear in the military that scrapping war games makes you look weak, and that rivals such as North Korea will be looking for ways to somehow take advantage of that.
If I were an advisor for the general staff of the Korean People's Army, and I was working in Pyongyang, that would be one of my objectives.
The good news is, in the military, it is much harder to throw tantrums and not wear masks and refuse to quarantine. You gotta follow orders. Problems come when U.S. soldiers leave base and have beach parties, running around with no masks, partying like they're in California or Florida. On July 4th, that happened in Busan, a coastal city in South Korea. U.S. soldiers were partying so hard that it was a scandal covered on the news.
주한 미군들로 마스크를 거의 쓰지 않았습니다. 특히 경찰에 의해 해산된 뒤에도 시민을 향해
The U.S. military apologized. Pinkston says they're now doing a pretty good job. And it's not conclusive that there have been any huge COVID-19 outbreaks spread to civilians by U.S. soldiers overseas. But just their mere presence can cause drama. In Okinawa, there's a new flare-up of roughly 400 cases, and more than half happen to be U.S. troops. And that has thrown the island into an official state of emergency. For The World, I'm Patrick Wynn.